In the sterile corridor of a Colorado hospital, Jasmine comes face to face with her ex-husband, James Roth, a man she never expected to see again. 5 years after their divorce, his fingers wrap around her wrist with familiar possessiveness as he demands answers about why she left. Despite her resistance, a savage snowstorm forces them to shelter together at a remote cabin in the mountains. As Pine Ridge lies deserted under thickening snow, they navigate treacherous roads in his Range Rover, the tension between them as palpable as the black ice beneath the tires. Their marriage had been brief but intense, a whirlwind romance that consumed them both, for which Jasmine sacrificed everything, family connections, her birthright, even her fiancé Marcus. Now trapped together in isolation, with power lines down and temperatures plummeting, old wounds begin to bleed beneath superficial scars. The revelation that shatters her carefully constructed walls? Roth knows her secret identity as best-selling author Thalia Crane. "You wrote about us," he says, voice dangerously soft. "Every secret, every touch, every promise we made in the dark." He's meticulously read all four of her novels, thinly disguised accounts of their tumultuous relationship. This vulnerability sets the stage for a night where hatred and desire become indistinguishable, the howling wind outside mirroring their internal turmoil as past and present collide in a storm of recrimination and raw need. In the isolated cabin, years of restraint crumble between Jasmine and Roth as their bodies remember what their minds tried to forget. Between tangled sheets, they exchange raw truths about feeding and creating each other's demons. Morning brings devastating revelation when Jasmine mentions their lack of protection. Roth casually discloses getting a vasectomy during their marriage without consulting her. "You never wanted children with me," she realizes, voice cracking. "You made that decision for both of us." This unilateral choice crystallizes their marriage's fatal flaws: his control, disregard for her desires, and inability to view her as an equal. Overwhelmed by emotion, something primal awakens in Jasmine, and she attacks him. At the hospital, they find Kaya, whose shock at seeing her son reveals volumes. Jasmine watches with new eyes, finally understanding the strange undercurrents from their marriage. Kaya's barely concealed fear adds another piece to the puzzle of James Roth, a man who inspires terror in those who should love him most. Jasmine returns to New York on Roth's private jet after 3 years away. Paparazzi swarm them at Teterboro Airport, asking about her father's inheritance. At Hennessy Tower, she reunites with her sisters Colette and Ariana in the penthouse conference room. "He left you everything," Colette reveals, "everything that wasn't already promised to us." Her sisters produce identical cream-colored envelopes with their father's explanatory letters and reveal they know her secret identity as Thalia Crane, breaking their father's promise to keep it hidden. "You were the only one who could stand up to him," admits a tearful Colette, hand on her pregnant belly, "the only one he respected." The sisters share a moment of genuine grief among their father's first editions, but this reconciliation crumbles when Jasmine learns Roth Industries has relocated to New York, ensuring their continued encounters. Jasmine's writer's block is interrupted by urgent messages from her sisters. At Colette's penthouse, she learns her pregnant sister made poor investments, forcing her to sell Hennessy & Co. shares, which Roth secretly acquired, giving him controlling interest in their family company. "He won't even meet with me," Colette explains. "He's going to destroy everything Dad built." Jasmine offers to use her inheritance to buy back the shares and agrees to approach Roth. When they meet, Jasmine offers double what Roth paid, but he refuses. He reveals his true motive: revenge for how her father destroyed him 7 years ago. He suggests negotiating if she gives him what he wants, crudely referencing their past in Colorado. The situation deteriorates when Colette is rushed to hospital with high blood pressure, her premature labor triggered by stress. Seeing her sister's desperation, Jasmine makes a devastating decision. She'll offer herself to Roth in exchange for her family's business. Jasmine offers to return shares to her sisters for their compliance, but Roth demands an in-person meeting. Rather than accepting her proposal, he counters with a prenuptial agreement and marriage offer, 1 year together, after which she receives severance, and he leaves Hennessy & Co. alone. The arrangement is for appearances only, though she must live with him despite her writing obligations. Their negotiation is interrupted when Colette goes into labor. At the hospital, Jasmine awkwardly explains away Roth's presence to Ariana. When Jasmine finally agrees to his terms, Roth stuns everyone by announcing their impending marriage. Later, Jasmine invents a story about their relationship rekindling in Colorado. Though doubtful, her sisters support her, with Ariana suggesting Roth must truly love her to help their family, another sacrifice Jasmine makes to shield them from the truth about Roth's vendetta. As wedding preparations accelerate, Jasmine feels trapped. Roth insists on a Tuxedo Park ceremony despite her concerns about marrying so soon after her father's death. He reveals his wealth dwarfs hers. For every 100 million she has, he possesses 10 billion and promises her 100 million after a year of marriage, though she claims disinterest. On the wedding day, Kaya arrives with an urgent warning, asking if Jasmine is marrying Roth of her own free will. She reveals psychologists found her son lacks empathy and strategically plans moves years in advance. "He will ruin you," Kaya warns, eyes filled with genuine fear. When Roth interrupts, he has security remove Kaya despite Jasmine's protests. Confronted, he deflects, saying, "I'm not going to hurt you, and I'm the same man." As she tries to withdraw, he states ominously, "There's no going back." Just before the ceremony, when she mentions Kaya's warning, Roth dismisses it and forces an intimate encounter to reassert control. Though conflicted, Jasmine takes his hand, acknowledging she's in too deep to turn back. On their wedding night, Jasmine confronts Roth about Kaya's warning, calling their marriage an expensive charade. Roth deflects by focusing on their physical connection and reveals his mother called him a monster and tried to institutionalize him. Days later, Jasmine finds a hidden letter and disc from her father. Roth forcibly takes them, burns the letter after reading about blackmail, and destroys the disc. When their housekeeper admits delivering these items, Roth threatens her violently. The family intervenes in horror. Lyle confronts Roth, who reveals Maximus blackmailed him, explaining his absence until her father's death. Despite Lyle's protests, Jasmine chooses to stay. When Jasmine asks if he murdered someone, Roth coldly responds, "You'll never know," reminding her she's bound to him for a year. When she calls him a monster, he agrees, "And now you have to live with it." What happens when passion and obsession blur beyond recognition? In this toxic dance, Jasmine has made her choice, but at what cost?